Good day and welcome. I'm Paul Levoy, Editor-in-Chief of Ascend Magazine, and this is Week in Brief, your weekly roundup of the biggest news in licensure, regulation, and digital government. Now, two notes for this week's episode. Sarah is away this week, so I will be flying solo, as it were. And secondly, apologies if there's any compromised audio quality. I'm recording this from Dublin, where I have been attending a conference on, fittingly, regulation and licensure. Today, I'll be discussing the top stories for the week of May 8th. They include a new survey on digital transformation, post-pandemic findings on New Jersey's temporary healthcare license program, a surge of international nursing applications following Alberta's easing of requirements, and more. First up, a Center for Digital Government survey says state and local governments are serious about investing in new technology, just as the need for operational efficiency reaches an all-time high. The center surveyed 100 state and local government leaders about today's biggest challenges, priorities, and investment areas. Now, though only 13% of respondents said they made substantial investments in modernizing operations, over half reported intentions to upgrade their technology solutions by 2025. So really, that's right around the corner. Among other key insights revealed by the survey, 72% said operational efficiency is the top driver to modernize operations. 50% said cost savings and financial health were top drivers. Nearly half are either implementing or plan to implement AI and automation by 2025 as well. And two-thirds say digital transformation is important to meet sustainability goals. Moving to New Jersey, a new Rutgers University study has found at least 3,700 out-of-state mental health providers used New Jersey's COVID-19 Temporary Exchange Reciprocity Licensure Program to provide mental health services to over 30,000 patients during the first year of the pandemic. The program was enacted in March 2020, a month we'll all remember, to let out-of-state licensed healthcare providers get a temporary license to provide care to New Jersey residents via telecommunication technologies or in person. What New Jersey did was not uncommon. About 45 states waived or modified existing rules to allow healthcare providers to work across state lines through temporary licensure programs during the pandemic. Researchers also said increasing access to mental health services is crucial as the U.S. grapples with increasing deaths attributed to drugs, alcohol, suicide, as well as a shortage of mental health providers across the nation. They also noted that study findings have important implications for long-term licensure reciprocity mechanisms, including interstate licensure compacts, which some of you will remember we covered in depth on Ascend a couple of weeks ago. Meanwhile, Alberta is reporting an exponential increase in international applicants since the College of Registered Nurses there overhauled an application process back in April, which we reported, to make it quicker and easier for internationally educated nurses to get clearance to work in the province. The college's executive director said nearly 1,200 people have started the application process since the changes went into effect on April 4th, and the college has issued 672 permits since the launch. Now, by comparison, they received 582 applications for the entire four-year period between 2018 and 2022. So it's quite a jump. The new system removes the requirement nurses apply for what can be a costly and lengthy credentials assessment, providing they meet other requirements that demonstrate their credentials. That can include passing an internationally recognized registration program. Now, the executive director has also said that the college's goal is to provide the most straightforward applications within 48 hours once the current surge is over. Lucy Reyes, who is president and founder of the Philippine Canadian Nurses Association, said that this new crop of nurses will both ease staffing shortages and also help relieve burnout among existing nurses. Moving to our last story, Alberta is not the only place that is seeing a surge of interest from the Philippines, where over 11,000 Filipino nursing graduates took the U.S. licensure examination for the first time between January and March this year. That represents a jump of 200% compared to the same three-month period in 2022, so it's significant. Now, officials in the Philippines are investigating possible interventions to address this looming shortage of nurses that they're going to face due to overseas migration. The World Health Organization expects the shortage to reach almost 250,000 by 2030 unless greater investment is made now to retain them in the local health sector. To slow down this exodus of nurses to America and other foreign labor markets, like Canada, some are calling on Congress to pass House Bill 5276, which would increase the base pay of public nurses by a whopping 75%. Now, a couple of other headlines before we wrap up here. An activist organization in Malta has opposed proposed licensing regulations for the country's construction industry. A spokesperson for the organization has voiced concerns that the regulations lack clarity and transparency and has said they not only come tragically late, but are also far too timid in their approach. And back to the U.S., Indiana Governor Eric Holcomb recently signed a bill that will expedite the licensing process in the state. Among other changes, the bill explicitly allows licensing boards to meet electronically. It requires the professional licensing agency to post information on board vacancies and application forms, and requires the agency to post the number of licenses issued and license wait times. Well, that's all we have for you this week. For the full story on any of these stories, check out Week in Brief on Ascend Magazine at ascend.fentia.com. Don't forget as well to join thousands of regulators by signing up for our weekly newsletter, as well as this, the Ascend Radio Podcast, if you haven't already. We just published a great episode with a roundtable with three Canadian regulators where we talked about a whole performance measurement framework they're adopting to better assess regulatory performance. Well, that's all. Till next week, stay informed and stay safe.